Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning, talking Preds. And as we do every Tuesday morning at 8:30, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators General Manager David Poile. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hope everybody's good there today.
We are doing well. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, David, I talked to you yesterday a little bit about this as well, but I'm just curious from your standpoint, what was yesterday like for you? What was that experience like at the arena with all the employees there and a lot of people that you've been around for a long time in the game of hockey? What was yesterday's experience like for you?
Well, as I said yesterday, you never plan on I've been to a lot of press conferences, but you certainly don't plan on your retirement press conference. But again, obviously, I'm the one who's been working on this and known about this for, last 6 months or so, that this was actually going to happen. So there's been a lot on my mind in terms of the preparing for this and, getting my replacement, which we didn't think was going to be until after the year. So yesterday it was great. It was really good. It was nice for my wife to be there. Lots of emotions for the Poile family, but very nice. It was great. I love hockey first of all, and I love the Predators. So this is it's not an easy decision. Walking away, basically giving away the job, only job that you've ever wanted. But I'm comfortable with my decision. Personally, it's time in terms of where I am in my life, age, and things that my wife and I want to do with our family, and some other things that we want to do for ourselves. So I have no idea what retirement's like. I've talked to a few people, and they say, "Do not judge your retirement on the first 6 months." So I'm sure it'll be tough. But I have an advisory role with the Predators, and talking to Herb Fritch and Bill Haslam, I think I can bring value in this ownership transfer, because I've been going to all the governor's meetings for the last 4 years. I know all the people, and I know the history of why things have happened. And the same thing on the hockey side with Barry. I hope my experience that I can be just a listening board for him, or just an advisor in terms of how would you handle this situation, whether he does it or not. So I certainly appreciate everything the Predators have done for me, and I hope that my relationship, obviously in a lesser role, still continues.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, David. The advisor role, how defined is it in your mind? Is it sort of, I'm there for you if need be, I'm around, I can initiate some things and help with things, like you said, that you have experience in, or is it a little more defined than that?
No, it isn't. And I think we're just going to have to do this, naturally. And I think our game plan here is really good. Like I said earlier, the thought process when I was going to step down was be after the year, and I am officially doing that. But to have Barry on board now in this last 4 months, this week's also important week's trade deadline, the game plan is we have a big road trip coming up starting Thursday. On Saturday, Barry's going to go with the team, get to know the coaches and the players. He come back off the road trip. He's going to go to Milwaukee with Scott Nichol to get to know the coaches and the players in Milwaukee. Then he'll go scouting with Jeff Kelce and Tommy Nolan in preparation for the draft. So I think it makes a lot of sense. And I'm here in Nashville, running up the office and just talking to him on a daily basis. So I think we'll gain a lot of knowledge in these next 4 months. But as far as me, it's my hope that the hockey ops department, anybody in the organization in hockey, and specifically Barry, would like to use me on a somewhat regular basis. And the same thing for ownership as this transition goes through. But we'll just have to see how it plays out. I realize that when you step back, that it's going to probably be a depreciating role, which it should be. But I will always be available to the Predators if they need my advice or any of my thoughts.
David, I'm just curious. I mean, obviously you and Barry are really close, and you spend a lot of time together here in Nashville and in the Washington organization as well. I'm just curious, like, as he went back to Washington to be the head coach and was in New York with the Islanders, How much contact did you maintain with Barry Trotz? I guess, how has that relationship continued to evolve when you guys haven't been around each other as much over the course of the past decade?
I'd say it was fairly regular, you know, not every week or what have you. And, you know, we've got together a little bit in terms of, like, if I was in Washington or whatever, maybe have dinner or something like that, or vice versa when he came here. And it really ramped up, and it was probably a little bit more in the offseason. Then it really ramped up when he lost his job with the Islanders, and we talked a lot. And, you know, he was sharing with me his opportunities that he had, what his thought process was, and et cetera, et cetera. I shared with him what my thought process was, and obviously that led us to where we are today. So 40 years, so from a player to a scout to a coach in the minor leagues to a coach in the National Hockey League, I mean, Barry's got a resume that everybody should be envious of.
So how much sneaking around did you guys do in the last few months, David? It sounds like you had some meetings at your house or his house, and, like, he's coming to games but kind of trying to keep him out of sight. Like, how cloak and dagger has this been for you guys?
A little bit. It was fun. As people were coming into our house, I called it Camp David, you know, the president. So it was good. Obviously, we couldn't be coming down to the Bridgestone Arena, and, you know, Barry hasn't been to – well, the only game he did come to live was when it was my 3,000th game. And, you know, I saw him and, you know, original Predators like Brent Peterson, Jack Diller, former president, and Jerry Helper. So that's the only game that he had been to live. So tonight will be the first, you know, official game that he will be free to roam the concourses, if you will, to interact with the people.
Predator General Manager David Poile on with us here on Robbie and Rexo. So, David, obviously, as we discussed yesterday, a very busy time for you right now. Tell us how the Tanner Janot deal with Tampa Bay ultimately came together. And the second part of that is, have you ever had a trade before where you got six assets in return for one player?
Second question, no. That's a significant return for any player. With Tanner, I mean, Tanner was, you know, again, he came on the scene there a year ago, was in the running for Rookie of the Year, 24 goals, fighting everybody, hitting everybody. This year, just, you know, if you want to say last year everything went right, it's almost like this year everything didn't go right. Love Tanner, love how he plays. I think he can be part of any team in the National Hockey League. Wasn't really trying to trade him, but bottom line, we had more offers on Tanner than on any player that we had on our roster. And you know, people kept calling me, and I just set a price, and you know, and obviously varied. I didn't say I want five draft choices, but I set a high standard. And you know, the Tampa Bay offer, in my opinion, in terms of where we are this year and what our future plans are in terms of setting up our drafts and our accumulating assets, we couldn't turn that trade down. So sorry that we lost Tanner, but you know, it's just like need a rider trading for a second pick. We need to make some changes. You know, we've been doing this. I've been talking to you guys every week on the show, and you always ask me about the trade deadline, and I've been a little hesitant, but it just is getting to the point where I'm not going to tear down the team, but we need to get some really good assets. So where I believe we are right now in terms of our future is we've now got in a position for the next 3 years that we've got multiple picks in each year's draft. So I think that bodes well for drafting. And again, that's currency. I mean, if we get one of Tampa Bay's draft picks and they want it, some other team, we have to include that in the deal. Well, that's currency that we have. I also think our farm club in Milwaukee, which we've talked about on the show before, we're going to have four first-round picks playing down there in Milwaukee. Hopefully those are all good assets. Hopefully those are all prospects that can play for our club in the next couple of years. So I really feel that this, as we split hairs here, my reset and maybe your rebuild is going to go faster. I do not want to be a situation where we go from missing the playoffs for the first time in 9 years, if that's what happens this year, to a team that doesn't make the playoffs for a lot of years, like some other teams have done. I want to get back up as quickly as possible, and I think Barry shares that vision with me.
So I guess, in other words, I mean, right now, as you gain assets, you're also gaining cap space, potentially the idea of not too far down the line parlaying some of these assets potentially for a proven player. I mean, is that part of the idea here, part of the vision here, David?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it gives you more options. Like, we have way more options today with trading those two players than we did a couple of days ago. Yes, we've taken a step backwards because replacing Niederreiter and Janot with, I don't want to say lesser players, but different players. Maybe it's younger players. It also, what it does is it gives people more opportunity. Like you see now with Johansson being hurt, Forsberg being hurt, Tommy Novak's playing a lot more. And look at how well he's playing. Cody Glass is playing, you know, much better than he did at the beginning of the season. We're bringing up a younger player tonight. We'll play in his first game. You know, so we get more options because we've taken a couple of players off of our team. So we'll just have to play it out and see what happens. Important week. We got, you know, four more days here for the trading deadline. You know, I'm not predicting anything to happen. I think if it's like, you know, if somebody wants to pay something that we think is really, really fair and really good for us, then, you know, maybe there'll be other trades, but I wouldn't hold my breath necessarily to say there's going to be a lot more things that we need or want to do. Well, last words as a general manager, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, David, we really appreciate you taking time to join us. Congratulations on an incredible career. I know it's not done, and you got a lot of work left to do, but just appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Thanks, David.
Predators general manager David Poile, our guest here on Robbie and Rexall. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Preds Pick to Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal score for the Predators tonight, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.